I want to turn God's Word to Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And we want to speak on verse 3. This little phrase, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." I want to speak this morning on broken hearts. I'm sure everybody in the meeting will have an interest in that. But we've all had them and will have them, of course, in this world and in this life. So let's look to the Lord and ask for His help. Father in heaven, I pray You'll be with us around the Word of God. I need Thee, Lord. I need Your help to minister the Word of God. And we need Thee, Lord, to apply Your Word by Your Spirit to the hearts of the congregation. There may be some this morning with broken hearts in this meeting. And the message, Lord, we pray for them. And we look for Your help now in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone here knows this morning that we live in a world of brokenness. Broken homes, broken hopes, broken health, broken hearts. Every day we meet with the walking wounded, that is, people who has been hurt by the things of life. Broken hearts are part of the harsh reality of this life. The great preacher C.H. Spurgeon, he said, "For this is a heartbreaking world." And I want everyone here this morning to realize your heart will be broken. This world that you and I live in, God has blessed us with many things. But while we live in this world, your heart's going to be broken. It is the world of broken hearts. The Hebrew term here for the word broken is one of extremes. The word means this: broken in pieces. It's just not a little crack in the heart. No. It's talking here about a heart that's shattered. It's broken. It's smashed in pieces. In fact, sometimes this word broken in the Hebrew is translated an English version of our Bible in different words. In Lamentations 1 verse 15, it says, "Against me to crush my young men." And you see this word "crush," it's the same word for broken. And it's really saying here, my heart is crushed. It's crushed within me. Psalm 109. In verse 22, here's what the psalmist said: "For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me." And the word "wounded" there can mean to break. Now think of this child of God. David's a mighty man of God. He loves God. He walks with God. He serves Him. He's living for Jesus Christ. But he says, my heart is wounded within me. His heart is broken. I want to say to the congregation here this morning, am I speaking to somebody in the meeting? Am I speaking to a mother in the meeting this morning and your heart is broken? A father in the meeting? Young person in the meeting? You're never too young to have your heart broken pieces. We live in a world of brokenness. In the case of the broken heart, it's very common. It's very common in the world and through our churches. And here we find in this psalm, he's speaking about somebody with a broken heart. I want to look at three simple things about broken hearts. I want to look first of all about its source, or the source of the broken heart. And usually it can easily be traced. What broke the heart? You don't have to look too far. Isn't that right? And when you're sitting here this morning, child of God, you don't have to look too far into your heart or into your life to say, what broke it? Why is it I am like this morning? Why is my heart crushed? Because you know what broke it.
You know what broke it. Maybe the person who's sitting beside you, they know also. Maybe the congregation knows, or maybe they don't. But you know. Something broke it. Something has crushed you. A child of God who loves Jesus Christ and you follow Him and you live for Him and He washed you from every sin and you're marching to heaven and you're singing hallelujah to the Lord. Yes, and your heart's broken. Broken within you. Well, there's a few things that can break our hearts. I think of desertion. In other words, when someone deserts us, that's a heartbreaking moment. And maybe the husband forsakes the wife. Or if we can put it the other way around, maybe the wife forsook the husband. A mother leaves a family, or the father, he deserts a home, can I say, to the children. Maybe it's the children that's broke our hearts. The children have left home. They've left church. They've turned their back on God. And there's many parents today in our churches. And their hearts are broken. The children's forsaken them. Forsaken the teaching of the Bible. Forsaken the things of God. I know it. I've been around many churches in our congregations. I see it in faces. I talk to people. There's people with broken hearts today because of desertion. And I say to young people this morning in this meeting, I hope you hear me out and I hope you listen to me. Don't break your parents' hearts. Is there some young people in the meeting and you're far away from God and you're in the world and you're rebelling against your mom and your dad and you're breaking their hearts and you don't know it? But one day you'll be a parent yourself and then you will know it. Listen, what's breaking your heart? Broken relationships. We've all had those in our life growing up. Desertion. Forsaken. And that's just one of the things I'm pointing out to you this morning. It may not be yours. May not be yours. But that's what happens. When we have death, of course. There's nothing can rend the heart in pieces like the death of a loved one. It's not easy to watch a loved one been placed into Mother Earth. Dear friends, I say to you, it's heartbreaking. It's not easy. Unless you've done it. Now, there's some people here maybe has never had that experience. I've said most people have. But, I mean, when your mom dies, that's a heart-rendering. When your father dies, when your wife or husband or son or daughter, I've been at funerals, I've watched people bring children to the grave. Their hearts are broken. Broken in pieces. Because death breaks the heart. Maybe somebody in the meeting this morning, you've lost a loved one. You says, Noel, I'm finding it difficult. I'm finding it tough. I just cannot seem to get over this. I just can't. Maybe it's years ago, but I just can't get over it. My heart is crushed. My heart is broken within me. Dear friends, death will break your heart. I think of Lord Jesus Christ in John 11, remember the death of Lazarus. Verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled. And then that little verse says, Jesus wept. Death. Death breaks hearts. And I ask you this morning, child of God, because we're speaking about broken hearts. Is your heart broken? You've lost your wife, you've lost your husband, you've lost your mom, and you've lost your dad. Dear friend, it breaks hearts. But I did say this, we are living in a heartbreaking world. This is not a world of life, this is a world of death. And I meet people all the time, even over there in Isle of Man. I met a man, he came out. And he was very angry with God, and he would take nothing to do with these things at all. And then when I prodded him a wee bit, I found out what it was. His wife had died. And he was angry with God and turned his whole back on God. He was wrong to do that, of course. Dear friends, I want to say to you here, there are many things that break your heart. What about the erasure? In other words, reproach and harsh words spoken against you. No, has the power to break the heart. Do you know that? Somebody only has to say something against you, against your family, against your personality. And your heart is smashed, it is crushed because of something somebody said. Well, how do I know? Well, Psalm 69 and verse 20. David, reproach hath broken my heart. That's what he said. Now, prophetically, it's to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. But he said, reproach has broken it. And many people today has been wounded by bitter words that has been spoken against them. Listen, it's broken their hearts. And your heart's broken. Somebody you loved, somebody you trusted. As you said, put the knife in you. They've spoken against you. Broke your heart. Of course, there are things. Think of defilement and sin. There's nothing to break the heart like sin. It is an evil, polluting power to break hearts. How many of the people of the Lord, listen, they have left their first love and have left Christ and they went out into the world and they found they got their hearts crushed. They got their hearts broken. Because sin will break your heart. You go the wrong way, friends. Peter tells of Peter. When he feels the Lord Jesus Christ, it says that he wept bitterly. Bitterly. I know a Christian, and he tells me about his sin. And listen, he had a great fall. An awful fall into sin. And he told me every morning he wakes, his sin is brought before him. Every morning. What he did. It breaks a heart. Is your heart broken this morning because, well, you went astray? Because you sinned. What broke your heart? Well, you can maybe never name it, but you know what broke it. You'll get your heart broken in this world. And I say that to everybody. I can throw this out to the whole congregation. This sermon is not just for granddads and grannies and moms and dads. This is for everybody. Even young people who's listened to me this morning, I hope you remember this sermon. Because in this life, you'll have your hearts broken. That's the way it is. This is the world we're living in. A world of brokenness. A world of sin. A world of shame. And you'll have your hearts broken. I hope you don't, of course. But it's in the Word of a living God. Your friends, broken hearts. So I want you to look in your heart this morning and say, what broke your heart? I'm sure we've touched it. I'm sure we have in some fashion. We've touched it. Broken hearts, a source. I want to look at the symptoms of a broken heart. There are certain symptoms which are found in the person with a broken heart. Well, first of all, the sadness. The heart that is broken, it's full of pain and it's full of sorrow. Full of tears. The person with a broken heart, I say to you this morning, cries a lot. Weeping. During the day. When they come to pray. In the middle of the night, they're weeping and they're crying. There's something wrong with such a person. You know what's wrong with them? They have a broken heart. Can't stop it. And anybody here has had the heart broken knows what that's like. Even in the middle of the night. Maybe weeping. Maybe there was some here last night you were weeping. No one saw the tears but God. But your heart is broken. Great sadness. Psalm 143 in verse 4 says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate, but overwhelmed within him. And a person with a broken heart, there's sadness. Their heart is broken. They're crying tears. They're full of sorrow. There's sadness here with the person with a broken heart. Is that you this morning? We come to God's house. We were singing praise to the Lord. We were praising Him for being our God and all that He's done for us. But you weren't maybe praising too much because your heart's broken. It's full of sadness this morning. Then, of course, not only sadness, it's one of the symptoms, there's weakness. Do you know, in a physical fashion, if a man or a woman has a bad heart, it affects them greatly. Well, they're weak, of course, to breathe. They have breathing problems. They can't just do the same things. To walk, of course, they walk very slowly. To work, it really is out of the question. No, there's something wrong with a person in a physical fashion. If their heart is not right, they are weak. It's the same thing to do with a child of God. When their heart is broken, dear friends, they're full of weakness. It's taking away your strength. Taking you away your strength. You cannot breathe. I'm putting breathe in the sense of prayer. I cannot pray the same. I cannot get alone with God the same. My prayers are weak. They're feeble. I just cannot seem to pray. I just cannot come to the prayer meeting. The very place you should go. The very thing you should do. But listen, broken hearts affects you. Just can't do these things. Even my walk with the Lord, it's not the same. I just seem to be limping through life. Just limping. We sing about following Jesus every day by day. But no, I seem to be far away. I feel to be weak. I just can't keep up with everybody else. Because the problem is this. My heart's broken. I didn't even think of the spiritual work of the church. But like Elijah, I feel like throwing in the towel. Remember he said in 1 Kings 19 verse 4. He said, "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." In Psalm 31, verse 12, this word is translated, "I am like a broken vessel, shattered." And here's one of the symptoms of a person with a broken heart, is weakness. Just can't pray the same. Just can't walk the same with God. It's affected my walk, because you're taken up with what broke your heart. My work for the Lord. I once was at the prayer meetings. I once stood for Jesus Christ, but it has affected me. One of the things is weakness. Is that you, child of God, here this morning in this meeting? Your heart is shattered within you. And you're weak. And then another symptom, of course, is bitterness. You can become very bitter when your heart's broken. Listen, against the one who broke it. Maybe you want to even up a few scores. Sort the person out in some fashion. They have broken my heart. They have ruined my life. I want to get my own back. Is that how you feel? And your heart is broken. But listen, it's full of bitterness, full of wrath, full of revenge. It's not to be so, of course. And we all feel that, of course, don't we? Why only meet the person who did it? If I only could talk to them for a little time. It's not right. My friends, bitterness. Broken heart is full of bitterness. I think of the Lord Jesus Christ, and when He was reviled, He reviled not again. I think that's the spirit we also have. It's not easy getting there, of course. I'm not suggesting it is easy. But that's how we are to react, of course. Reviled, hate it, despise. Well, we're different. God will sort them out in His time. And then another something is helplessness also, because there's a spirit of helplessness within the child of God when your heart is broken. And what I mean by this, you don't know how to put the pieces all back together again. Their heart is full of despair. In Proverbs 15 and verse 13 it says, "A merry heart maketh cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart," listen, "the spirit is broken." The spirit is broken. And when somebody has a broken heart, there's a spirit of helplessness. They don't know how to fix it. How can I put this all back together again? And maybe you've been trying to do it. It's like one of those jigsaw puzzles. And you're trying to push all the pieces in. And you think we'll have it all sorted. And dear friends, you find the last piece doesn't fit. We've all been there. You see, there's a spirit of helplessness. I don't know how to fix this. My heart is broken within me. And then there's darkness, of course, in the heart as well. To such a person, the world becomes a prison, someone said, cheerless, cold, utterly miserable. Darkness descends upon the person whose all hope is gone. The psalmist cried out, why had I cast down, O my soul? Why had I cast disquieted within me? He felt all alone. He was in darkness. Dear friends, it's a terrible thing to have a broken heart. What's your symptoms this morning? Sadness? Of course it is. Weakness. You feel helpless. Bitterness, maybe. Darkness over your heart and over your soul. It's a terrible, terrible thing when your heart is crushed, when your heart is broken in pieces. But that's what happens. And I say again in the meeting, am I speaking to somebody this morning in a broken heart? I have no doubt at all in this meeting. When I face people, I'm speaking to people who's like this. We're just talking to you here this morning. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, children. Broken hearts. There's the symptoms of it. Sadness and weakness and bitterness. Helplessness, darkness. You should be rejoicing in the Lord. He says, no, my heart is broken without me. I just don't know how to fix it. Listen, here's the last point, friends. The surgeon for the broken heart. You see, there is hope according to the text. Look what it says. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. You see, the question is asked in Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Is there any balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? We can say, yes, there is a physician. There is one. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one. Isaiah 61 and verse 1 says, He has sent me to bind up the broken hearts. And here we find in this passage, and I want you to look at a child of God this morning with a broken heart. He healeth the broken in heart. Notice that. There's somebody who can heal your broken heart. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He heals the broken heart. And you see very simply here, just by that little phrase, that He heals it personally. There are many things that can break our hearts, but there's only one person, one thing who can restore our broken hearts, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only Christ can repair your broken heart. You've maybe been looking other places. You've maybe been talking to other people. Now, it's good to talk to people, don't get me wrong. But they cannot cure your broken heart. They cannot heal your broken heart. Here the Bible directs us to nobody else than the Lord Jesus Christ. He healeth the broken in heart. He does it personally. And that's good news. This is good news for anybody in the congregation this morning with a broken heart. The Lord Jesus can heal your heart. He can heal your heart. And nobody else can do that. He does it personally. He heals us skillfully. He knows how to put all the pieces back together again. Remember, the word broken here means broken in pieces. So I was to say to you, it takes one with skill to lift up all the pieces of your broken heart and life at this moment and to put it all back together. I want to tell you here this morning, I could not do it. Nobody else in this meeting has the skill to do it. But Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, He has the ability, He has the skill to heal the broken in hearts. He can do it. Isn't that good news for you this morning, child of God? Broken, sad, cast down, the Lord Jesus can heal the broken heart. Of course, he uses his stripes. Isaiah 53, verse 5, with his stripes we're healed. We need to get to the blood. We need to get to Christ. Of course, he has his word. His word comes to us. And I thank the Lord for his word. Think of the great word there in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. I want you to think of these words this morning. When we're broken in heart, we need to read the Bible. We need to come to God. We need to seek his face. We need to listen to his word. God uses his word to heal us. That great verse in Isaiah 41 and the verse 10. Listen, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And here the Lord tells us, we're not to fear. I am with thee. I will hold thee. I will strengthen thee. And God uses his word to heal us. Well, I even trust by quoting that verse there now to you that the Lord has spoken to you. Not to fear. I'm with you. I will hold you. I will help you. Of course, he gives us his Spirit. In John 14, verse 16, he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. So he heals us skillfully. The Lord Jesus knows how to take my broken life, my broken heart that's shattered in pieces. He knows how to take it every piece. He knows how to take them and put them all back together again. There's nobody can do this but Christ. And maybe you've been looking the wrong place. Maybe you've been trying the wrong procedure. Maybe you've been relying on the wrong person. But they can't do it. So I'm here this morning to tell you of one who can do it. The Lord Jesus Christ can heal your broken heart. He do it skillfully. And it is a confidently as well, because you see here in the text, it says, he healeth the broken in heart. And you see by these words, it doesn't say that he will try to heal them. No, not a bit of it. But he will do it. In Psalm 34 and verse 15, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So he does it confidently. He can do it. He healeth the broken in heart. It's not that he might do it or he may try to do it. No, not one bit of a child of God this morning. It says he will do it. He says he can do it. Now, I think that's good news. Because if somebody can mend your broken heart, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, I can heal it for you. And he do it confidently and tenderly. He talks to her about binding up our wounds. Know the tenderness and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves us greatly. You know what happens when we get our hearts broken? We moan and we groan and we say, Lord, why? Why did you allow this to come into my life and into my heart? And sometimes the devil suggests that God doesn't care. He doesn't love us at all. He will not allow this to happen in my heart, to my life, to my family. That's a lie from the pit. The Lord always loves us. He always cares. There's never a time, child of God, there's never a time when the Lord Jesus doesn't care for you. All the time. He bindeth up the wounds. It's with the tender touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows the pain, the hurt. And dear friends, he heals it completely. He healeth the broken in heart. He will mend that heart. He will do it for you completely. How do we experience this? Well, first of all, we come to him. If the Lord Jesus Christ is the one, if he's the one who can heal my broken heart, then what have we got to do? You better go to him. You better pray, friends. Just come in all your brokenness. Just come and tell him, Lord, here's my heart. Here's what broke my heart in pieces. And Lord, I come to you. I've heard from your word that you heal the broken in heart. I need my heart healed. I'm saying to you this morning, very simply, go to the Lord Jesus. says, Lord, heal my broken heart. Trust Him. Trust in the Lord. It says in Psalm 37, verse 3. In Proverbs 23, verse 26, a tremendous verse. Notice it says, my son, give me thy heart. Just give the broken heart to Him. You can't mend it when you hold on to it. Give it to Him. Rest in the Lord. This is how, friends, we will get our hearts mended. There's one who can mend, who can heal our broken hearts. This is what our text is telling us here this morning. He healeth the broken heart. And you will find that is true, of course. If your heart hasn't been healed at the minute, it will be. That's good news for any child of God this morning. The Lord Jesus will heal their broken heart. He will do that. That's what He does. That's why He came. In Isaiah and the prophecy, He came to heal. Someone has said broken things can become blessed things if we let God do the mending. And the Lord's a great way of taking broken things and bringing blessings out of it. And the whole story hasn't been told yet, and the whole picture hasn't been seen in your life and your brokenness. Wait till you get the end of the story. God can turn things around what remarkable. He healeth the broken in hearts. So I said to the child of God this morning, run to Christ. Turn to Him. With your broken heart, cry to Him. Trust Him. The Lord heal my broken heart. I bring it to you. Maybe you're unsaved to me. Maybe the Lord has broken your heart to get into it. Well, your heart's hard against Him. You don't want Christ. You don't want to leave your sin. But the Lord has allowed things to come into your heart, child, the unsaved in the meeting this morning. He has caused things to break your heart. So that you will look to Christ. It's the only way of getting into your heart. He's allowed things to happen. That you would turn your eyes upon Christ. But it's the same answer for all of us, isn't it? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. That's my prayer for the congregation here this morning, with brokenness of hearts. Turn your eyes upon Christ. Look to Him. And He will mend your broken heart. I'm not saying the problem not go away. The problem may still be there, but I'll tell you this. He'll mend your broken heart. It doesn't affect you, Sam. It doesn't affect you, Sam. You're strong. You're up. You're going. You're rejoicing. You're living for Jesus Christ. You see, broken hearts. There's one who can mend them. The Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust the Lord will bless His word through all of our hearts here this morning. If any questions, do speak with us. And I trust the Lord will speak and encourage all God's people to bring their broken heart to our great Savior, Lord Jesus, who will take that brokenness and mend it and get you back on your feet again. May God write His word upon our hearts. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Loving eternal Father in heaven, we thank You for it and with us. And we pray for people with broken hearts that they've heard Your voice and the message has been for them. Maybe a mother in the meeting, the heart is broken. A father, a wife, Lord, our husband, children, and broken hearts. There's many things that break our hearts in this world. But we thank You for the Lord Jesus who healeth the broken heart. And we pray that they'll come to You even now. Even the unsaved will come to You, Lord. That they might be saved. That Thy blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide upon each one of us until we meet again tonight in this fashion. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.